But it would be nice, wouldn't it, to spend some time praying today. What does our Lord mean? Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? And keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another. It's probably three separate sayings, but they all have to do with salt. Wouldn't it be nice to try to figure out what the Lord's talking about there? To take that to prayer and say, what is this, Lord? Especially the last one. Keep salt in yourselves, and this translation, and you will have peace with one another. Well, what's the salt? That'll give you something to think about during the day. Now, the letter of James, as you just heard, this is chapter 5, the first six verses, is all about wealth. And, you know, living where we do, we hear this and we squirm. But what James is talking about, you see, is something in which we participate because of where we are. I mean, there is what I would call the Babel, or the principle, the Tower of Babel. And wherever you have that principle, you have to watch out. And the principle is an organized attempt to do without God. That's what it was, right? Let's build this tower up to heaven and let's make a name for ourselves, and we are going to make ourselves safe. And so, as you know, the beautiful irony of the way this narrative goes. So they're building a tower to heaven, and God has to come down and see what it is. It can't be too close to heaven. And he scatters them. But and that, of course, is all in the Bible, an allusion to Babylon. Babel, in those languages, means gate of God. Bab still means gate in Arabic. The gates in Jerusalem are all Bab this, Bab that. Babel is the gate to God, is it? See, and the Babel or Babel principle is an organized attempt to do without God. And Babylon was an example of a huge, powerful reality that used military might to assure economic hegemony. And so was Rome. And that's why it's called Babylon in the Bible. But you see, the Babel principle is still operative. It's a terrible responsibility. And everybody throws stones at the U.S. because we are a powerful nation, and we do at times use our military power to assure for ourselves economic hegemony. We do that. Given the two factors in the country that could save us, if we listened to them, would be one, most of us came from poor origins. Very few of the rich immigrate, right? They're happy where they are. It's the poor who come to get a break, and they got a break. You know, found a country with natural resources of incredible, you know, and released all that energy, creativity, and all the rest, which made us very powerful, rich nation. And here's the ambiguity. What other nation gave away how many billion, I forgot, dollars to help the people in Africa with AIDS?